When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in. I think I hear wedding bells. The more you give, the more you get. The more you love, the less you fret. The more you do unselfishly, the more you live abundantly. The more of everything you share, the more you'll always have to spare. The more you love, the more you'll find that life is good and friends are kind. For only what we give away enriches us from day to day. That's great advice from David and Claudia Arp, first presented in an article in Marriage Partnership magazine. And timely, too, as the number one month for weddings is June. Unfortunately, I'm not entirely convinced that wedding planners these days are thinking unselfishly. Rather, the fixation is most definitely on the abundantly. And instead of dwelling on ways that two doe-eyed lovebirds can enrich their lives, the wedding industry is enriching itself to the tune of $20,000. That's the average cost to throw a matrimonial shindig. It goes up slightly if you get married in New York. Their average, $88,000. Did you know a three-tiered wedding cake can cost $600? We haven't even calculated the venue. Now tack on a $4,000 honeymoon and, well, you see who's getting rich here? It's not the newlyweds. Sometimes things just get out of hand. We lose perspective on true value and worth. I think that's why a lot of engaged couples in recent years have become interested in countrified weddings, whether they have ever stepped foot on fescue or dirt. In a story I just wrote about a farmer near St. Louis, they'll be hosting about 70 weddings this year on their property. And the biggest draw is for beautiful country scenery as the backdrop to a couple's once-upon-a-dream day of romance. Brides want silos and tractors, horses and cattle as stand-ins and ambiance. The trend is understandable. In the country is where one finds real beauty and love, where less is more. The more you share, the more you'll always have to spare. The more you love, the more you'll find that life is good and friends are kind. Those are things without a price tag, but make a pretty good wedding gift. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.